Life is made up of experiences. Experiences shape our perspectives and allow us to pass along knowledge. In this podcast, I sit down with listeners like you and find out that no matter who you are, everyone has a story to tell. I'm Ethan Smith, and this is Life Experienced. Last week, Kevin and Robin Jones detailed some of their college experiences and talked about what life was like while Kevin was a running back in the NFL. In 2011, after battling injuries, Kevin retired from football. He and Robin moved to Florida, where they faced decisions about what was next for their family. So I guess after, I assume you were living wherever the team was.
Yeah, correct. For sure.
So that would have been Chicago. And then, so you decided to come back to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, we went to Florida first.
Okay.
For a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Just kind of take some time to not do anything related to a tight schedule. And I think we had another Kensington, who's our third born at that time, and just spend time with family and just think about what the next steps were. And so that's how we migrated to Virginia Tech, back to Blacksburg after that. Mm-hmm.
For us, our conversation was, you know, Virginia Tech was good to us, you know, in 2001 to 2003, and it was a launch pad for what we did next. And we thought that it would make sense to, for one, for me to go back and finish my degree, because I left school early for the draft. Mm-hmm. Two, Robin could get her master's. And three, it could be another launching pad for us to do the next thing, whatever that was. And then so we didn't plan on being here for about 2 years, but then now it's going on year 9, 10, something like that.
Not that far. So we're like year 8, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Almost. Yeah.
So I'm sure that was interesting with both of you doing degree programs at the same time.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We kind of just dove right in. I mean, as soon as we got back, you know, Kevin was in classes, and it went from this will probably be like a year to like, no, let's really make sure you're doing something you love and enjoy. And so then it was like, you basically have to start over because the College of Architecture has a very strict regimen and it's planned out year by year. And so we knew we had to put in about 3 years worth of time. And then I said, well, shoot, if you're going to do that, then I've been wanting to get my master's. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take advantage of this time as well. And we'll be out of here in like 3 years. And it's 7 years later.
Right.
And he's now gotten his MBA and we've started a company. So we've definitely been, you know, head down since we've gotten here. And when you think about it now in retrospect, it's been, even though it's been 7 years, we've done a lot in that time. You've gotten an undergraduate degree, an MBA. I've gotten my master's. We started a company. We've acquired a company.
You've had another kid.
Yeah, had another
kid.
Hey,
there we go.
So we don't waste any time over here.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
We've been grinding it out.
Mm-hmm.
But happily grinding it out.
For sure.
Pursuing our goals in the midst of it. Raising our children in the way that they should be. I can't really complain, or I wouldn't do it anything different.
Upon completion of their degrees, Kevin and Robin were hired by Virginia Tech Athletics, positions they credit as being the inspiration for starting their company.
When I look back on it, it was just more about administrative skills that I didn't necessarily possess. I had a lot talented in different ways and a lot of different experiences, but I think that just taught me how to, manage, you know, others, strategic planning, all those different things. For me, it's just like these different pieces of the puzzles that come together at different times, and then when I move to the next thing or if I grow, I can just pull from those experiences. I think a lot of people do that, but strategically, as a CEO of a business now, I can look back at that situation and think about how leadership there taught me how to do things I'm doing now, whether that's something I agree with or something I didn't agree with. You can go away from something or go in the direction of something. So all those different things of planning, fundraising, managing people, game day operations, marketing, all those different things.
And don't forget design part.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's a very important part, especially right. for this. So I was special assistant to the athletic director mm-hmm. for about 4 to 6 months. Then I got promoted to assistant athletic director for special projects and design. So I got to do all the concept designing of the new baseball stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The interior of the football indoor facility. I was the lead on that project. And then Merriman Athletic Center. So that whole center, when you walk in there and you see all of the trophies and jerseys and all the memorabilia, kind of respecting the past and also like ushering in Coach Fuente's new era. I was in charge of all the design work for that. So
that's a good segue into
that's a good segue.
Okay.
Jova
yeah.
Design.
And that's kind of how we segued it into the company, actually. Was actually working on that stuff as Jova, even though I wasn't fully out of there yet. Mm-hmm. So all the things that I just talked about are things that basically gives validity to Jova, like this is what we can do. That total brand experience. So from the interior design to the graphic design to the actual architecture of a stadium, the products that's actually sold in the stadium, you know, different things like that kind of gave us the, what did you say, confidence to move forward.
Yeah, the confidence, the validation, like, oh, wait, you're doing this, and oh, it's being built, and oh, look, that actually looks really good. Wait, we could do this, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what people pay for. They pay consultants for, so, you know, so those validating moments, absolutely.
And Robin was actually working in the athletic department as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she was doing student athlete development services, mm-hmm. where she was, you could talk a little
student
bit about
student athlete
that.
Academic support.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Which was in tangent with my degree was in higher education administration mm-hmm. or educational leadership. And I just, again, love serving. I really had an affinity for young, black, young of color, young, mm-hmm. whoever, student athletes who really needed a lot more support, especially when you talk about academics. They don't necessarily have all the tools that they need when they get here to be successful. And so my position largely focused on giving them those tools, making sure they were equipped and aware of the resources that were available to them, which I really loved doing. And then at night I had another 40-hour job of Jova. And so at one point it just became a lot to do both, and we really saw ourselves saw this place growing and thought about being able to what opportunities we could provide to those same student athletes or students in general here at our own company. And we actually employ a lot of interns, whether they be student athletes or not, here in our company, especially over the summer. So that's been an awesome way for us to continue to give back and to kind of show how you can be successful outside, off of the playing field or outside of the classroom. Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Robin would leave their Virginia Tech positions and pursue their company full time. More on that right after this. Over the past few months, my wife and I have been able to save some time and money and develop a whole new set of cooking skills. How did we do it? We started subscribing to EveryPlate. EveryPlate is a meal kit delivery service that's different from others you may have heard of because it only costs $5 per serving, which is about half as much as those other meal kits cost. Each meal features a recipe that's made from fresh ingredients and only takes about 30 minutes to make. The box of ingredients and recipe cards are delivered to your door each week, so all that's left for you to do is enjoy making the meals. If you'd also like to sharpen your cooking skills and enjoy recipes you want to make over and over, you can get $20 off your first box from EveryPlate by visiting lifeexperienced.org/everyplate. That's lifeexperienced.org/everyplate for $20 off your first delivery. Welcome back. Jova Design, founded in 2014, provides graphic and product design services along with meeting other design-related needs for businesses and individuals. Last year, they acquired Blue Mobius Marketing, which you'll recognize from last season of this show. Now the Jova-Blue Mobius combo is well-equipped to tackle many types of challenges.
So yeah, now we're a design, marketing, and communications studio, and we're actually kind of undergoing a strategic brand refresh for ourselves, okay. And we'll come out with that at the end of Q1. But one of the projects that we worked on together early on before the acquisition and kind of fed into the acquisition was the Children's Museum of Blacksburg.
Right.
And they're rebranding and they're actually getting ready to move and, and doing the branding and the interior for that was a really a joint effort between both Blue Mobius Marketing
right.
at the
Caitlin
time.
Yeah, talked a little bit about
exactly,
that.
Exactly, and Joba. So that's something that we all really in love do, really enjoyed doing and just really opened our eyes to the opportunities and that this could work as a larger team. I'm trying to think of other projects. We, I mean, now just the lines are so blurred. We do almost everything together. Even the day-to-day monthly marketing that we do for our clients is a design aspect in almost every project that we do. So it's hard too, because some things we can't mention that we do.
Sure, of course.
Some of my favorite things we can't talk about yet,
of course.
Which is the probably the hardest part because we have such confidentiality rules because we are showing things that are typically like new to the new to the world,
right?
But yeah,
I'll say my favorite project is Joba itself. So just always to me, I think our company is a project, even though we serve other companies. We're always self-evaluating and trying to evolve into the brand that we all see and know that we can become. I think through my sports career, you know, some of my coaches always told me, like, when you have arrived or when you think you're there, that's when you learn something new or you get smacked in the face. So for us, it's not like we've ever arrived. I think we're always going to be evolving. I'm always going to have a vision for the next thing and what we're going to produce internally, as well as, you know, because we serve other companies, but we also have our internal brands that we create. So those are things that we're just trying to continue to evolve. But the total brand experience is where we are. And so that's what Joba means. Like, oh, I go to Joba, I can get the total brand experience. So whether that's a product, a new product, whether that's business strategy.
That's brand identity brand design. Identity, yeah. So your logo needs, your graphic needs, your support element needs there. We're here to serve you.
Yeah. Kevin and Robin's experiences have led them through many jobs, life transitions, and challenges, so I asked them if they could offer any advice to others who may be experiencing changes or tough decisions. Here's what they had to say.
I think for me, I would say just putting your time, like grind. It's going to be hard. Some days are going to be easier, but most of the days will be hard, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Follow your instincts. It's great to get advice from other business leaders, but at the end of the day, to follow your instincts. Be prayerful about what steps you should take and then go in that direction. I mean, those are the big things, and I think everything else kind of just falls into place from there.
Yeah, I would second the things that she said. To add to what she said, I would say get started. You know, I think that's the biggest hurdle with anything. It's like take that step and then the next step and then don't like you can try to get people to help, but like don't waste time trying to rely on others. Just do it.
Yeah.
Like figure out what you got to do. Ask other people that may have been there before. Take some of that information, and if it applies to you, use it. If it doesn't, don't. And just put one foot in front of the other. Research it, but definitely just start. Get started. Then stuff will kind of like fall into place, but then you have to, okay, figure out what that is and then take the next step. I think that's the easiest thing and the hardest thing to do. Like, it's super easy to get started, but people don't do it because they feel like it's hard, but just get started.
Yeah, and then keep putting that one foot in front of the other, and you do how Kevin and I have done, especially more recently, is you just look up and you go, oh, wow, running a company. This is cool.
Yeah, that's
great.
The
other piece is I think it's really important, and it sounds cliche, but you really do need to surround yourself with good people. I think
absolutely.
Every time we wind up like making an exception and having somebody a part of our circle that's questionable, we pay for it. And every time we get somebody good and that's not questionable and we can see it, it's been great every time. And the other way, it's been bad every time. It sounds like a cliche thing, but it's a very real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An analogy was, I think somebody said something about, what do they say? I guess a bad apple spoils the bunch or something like that.
Something like that.
There's truth to that.
I'm not sure, but if you take a fresh molded strawberry and put it in a bag with really fresh strawberries, the mold will get on the mm-hmm. other strawberries. So you have to, I mean, it's real.
Right.
Yeah. So get started, surround yourself with good people, and yours was what?
Stay focused, keep grinding, and then one day you'll look up and you'll be where you're, mm-hmm. or at least see you're getting close to where you want to be.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you're setting goals, like, make sure that you have more goals, because yeah. you get to a goal and then you're like, oh, I'm at my goal, and now I'm just like here. And it, I mean, that's what it was for me in the NFL. It was like, that was my goal, and it took a while to get there. And then I was there, and I was just like, oh, I made it. Mm-hmm. And then I had to reset goals, but I don't feel like I did it in time enough. So you should have more than one goal. You can have that high goal, but then there's, you know, some goals along the way, but then also some goals past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steps.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Joba Design will continue to serve the marketing and design needs of the Blacksburg community and beyond with Kevin and Robin at the helm. Their experiences evidence the importance of family and hard work, so I hope you'll be inspired to take action on your next big idea. Life Experienced is hosted and produced by Ethan D. Smith and is primarily distributed via anchor.fm. The show is also available via DSound, a decentralized audio sharing platform built on the Steam blockchain. For more information, visit dsound.audio. The music in this podcast is composed by Lee Rosevere and is used under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. For more information, visit freemusicarchive.org. If you like the show, be sure to share it with others. Links to learn more about this episode, as well as more information on the podcast itself, may be found by visiting lifeexperienced.org. If you'd like to learn more about Joba Design and what the company can do for you, visit their website at jobadesigngroup.com. That's Joba, J-O-B-A, designgroup.com. Links to their website and social media profiles may be found in the blog post for this episode on lifeexperienced.org. And for those of you still listening, Kevin hasn't left football totally behind. Upon returning to Blacksburg, he and Robin found a way to keep the football spirit alive and well.
Oh, I wanted to ask about the football training camp.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd love to hear about that and where the idea for that came from.
So when we got back to Virginia Tech, I think Blacksburg, I think it was probably right before Christmas. And one of the things, you know, Kevin had started his spring classes and, you know, I hadn't yet figured out what I, you know, starting my master's in like the fall. And I said to Kevin, I remember saying to him, you know, we need to find a way to give back. We need to find a way to stay involved. We need to find a way to make sure that people know that you're here and that you care and that you want to connect with the community. And I said, what if we do a football camp? Like, I did some research. Football was, you know, went over there and talked to football. They were like, yeah, we're not doing camps. They weren't doing them.
Right.
So you guys have free reign.
Yeah.
Go for it. We'll support you. And so that's kind of how that started. He was like, okay. And so that's kind of where that started. And every year we've been doing it now for, I guess, you know, this will be eighth year. And we've had hundreds and hundreds of campers that we've helped build their skill sets. And we've had, you know, professional, you know, NFL players come in. We've had a lot of the Tech guys come over mm-hmm. and help out. And it's become sort of like a reunion
yeah.
for Kevin and for some of his older teammates and for some of the younger even Tech players to mm-hmm. interact with some of the NFL guys. So it's really been an awesome evolution. And I think we have a pretty good reputation. At least that's what our yeah. attendees say. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Robin convinced me to do it. So, you know, like she said, keep my name in the community, and also to give back to the youth in the community. and, you know, get to teach some of the kids how to actually, you know, play. I think it's good as a camp for learning how to your skills and actually trying to grow. And you actually get to compete and compare yourself to other locals. Actually, we have people come in from North Carolina, though.
Well, we have people come
Pennsylvania,
over from, yeah, Florida, Georgia.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good camp. Yeah, I don't think, like myself, I wouldn't have did it unless Robin was like, we need to do this.
Yeah.
So I think that was, it's been really great. It's been able to help me also, or help us keep in contact with some of our former teammates and families. Mm-hmm. But it's been really, I think, more beneficial to the local community than anything else.
Which is awesome. And we have lots of sponsors that we couldn't do the camp without. And some of them have been with us the entire time, who provide, you know, help to provide the lunch or supplement the lunch or supplement, you know, the drinks or the hydration. We have people, like, as Kevin mentioned, come in from out of town. So it's just been really awesome to be able to have the sponsors that we have involved from year to year.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And once again, I'm Ethan Smith, reminding you to get out there and experience life.